Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last month, Montana conservatives celebrated what they viewed as the most successful legislative session in 16 years. The combination of conservative majorities in the House and Senate and a conservative governor led to the passage of a massive number of conservative bills held hostage by Democratic governors since 2005. While the celebrations were still in full swing, we reminded our listeners that the passing of the bills was just the first step. Most would be challenged in court. That's because the courts are the only piece of the puzzle that Democrats still control. This week, true to promise, the lawsuits began to be filed, and our team went back to work. At the Montana Family Foundation, we're involved in both legislation and litigation, two sides of the public policy coin. Litigation for us sometimes involves direct litigation as a plaintiff, but more often takes the form of amicus briefs filed in cases that impact our issues. The latest was a brief filed when the legislature chose to dissolve the Judicial Nominating Commission. Before that was a brief filed in the landmark Espinosa Supreme Court case, as well as many others in our 20-year history. This week, the challenges came en masse. Challenges were filed against four new laws that protect freedoms on college campuses. The lawsuit was filed by former members of the Board of Regents, a former commissioner of higher ed, and the Montana Public Employees Union, which is ironically now run by a former member of the Industrial Workers of the World Union, which some say has ties to communism. The lawsuit challenges the legislature's ability to regulate firearms on college campuses, to regulate biological male athletes competing on women's sports teams, to regulate how student activity fees are collected to fund a left-leaning lobbying organization with ties to the university system, and finally, how religious speech and association are regulated by university staff. The Women's Sports Bill and the Campus Free Speech Bills are two that we strongly supported and helped to pass. Thankfully, the left's first shot across the bow failed this week when the Montana Supreme Court refused to take up the case directly. They rejected the argument that the cases were urgent or constituted an emergency and told the plaintiffs to refile their claims in district court. That means they have to work through the entire judicial process rather than cutting to the head of the line. The other thing that was interesting is that the laws are not being challenged on their substance. Rather, the attack is oblique, challenging the legislature's ability to make laws that regulate activities on college campuses. The plaintiffs are arguing that the rules on college campuses are the sole discretion of the Board of Regents. This is a similar argument that's been used in the past when the legislature has passed laws that affect Montana's public schools. In those cases, it's the Montana Board of Public Education that has claimed autonomy. It's as though they're saying to the legislature, and taxpayers by extension, just give us the money, but don't tell us how to spend it. These lawsuits are no doubt the first of many that will try to undo the results of the massive win by conservatives in the last election cycle. Will judges allow themselves to be used as a super legislature to give the left what it wants? Only time will tell. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.